On Monday, January 31st, at the Riley Center for the Arts at Burn Burton Academy, the Northshire Rescue Squad gave its response to a consulting firm's presentation made about 3 weeks earlier, on January 11th, at a meeting of the Manchester Select Board. The consultant's presentation at that time highlighted some concerns Manchester Town officials had about the Rescue Squad's operations and costs. In response, board members and employees of the Rescue Squad rebutted what they saw as the consulting firm's questionable findings, arguing their response times to emergency calls were in line with rural standards, that complaints about the squad's service Manchester public officials had allegedly heard were never passed along to the squad's leadership, and that the costs for the service they provided to their five-town service area were within reason and not excessive.
So we really have an intent to keep our finances under control. And if you look at the last 2 years of increases here, we requested a 2.5% and a 3.9% increase. We try to keep things in check.
Rescue Squad officials also pressed the case that some of the alternatives to the existing setup of the Rescue Squad were not feasible and unlikely to be more cost-efficient.
I'll leave you with three thoughts. The Rescue Squad's still going to be here. That's thought number one. We're not going anywhere. Thought number two, we firmly believe our services cannot be equaled by a town department, and we firmly believe that our cost savings cannot be equaled by a town department. And number three, we wish to continue serving the people of Manchester.
Our people have a tough job.
At one point during the squad's presentation, one of its members was toned out to go answer a call. After the Rescue Squad series of speakers addressed the issues initially raised by MRI, the New Hampshire-based consulting firm that made the initial presentation on January 11th, it was the turn of the audience, both those attending in person at the Riley Center and a digital audience watching remotely, to weigh in. Their comments were universally in praise and in support of the Rescue Squad.
I was not able to attend the Zoom call, the live Zoom call of the Manchester Select Board. I believe that was on January 11th, but I did listen to the entirety of the presentation by the consultant at that time, and I would certainly encourage everybody to take a good look at that presentation. The presentation this evening has a very politically polite response to that presentation. I thought that presentation had so many flaws in it that it was hard to even describe. I think their cost structure that they think that they can pull this off for is absurdly low. I think there's no way that they can do this by July 2022, as they suggest could possibly be done.
You have saved my life three times in the past 3 years. And you are just wonderful. These folks work morning, noon, nights, holidays, storms, 24-hour shifts, and overnights. The only data provided to squad by consultants had to be requested, and that their quality and service was 100%. What in God's name are we doing messing with it? That's service.
What I can't understand is why did we need to have a study report of what's going on here between the Rescue Squad and the town? Why a study report, and why spend that kind of money recklessly when we could use it more wisely? I just don't get it.
I would beg the town of Manchester to leave well enough alone. Sign that damn contract. Leave well enough alone. Thank you.
A common theme of the evening was communication. The town and Rescue Squad officials should be able to find common ground if they talk to each other more often, and that the mechanism for exchanging ideas and questions be better utilized. The issue was not the quality of the medical service, The issue is a failure of communication, the squad maintained.
What the concern seems to be, or what the failure is, perhaps on all sides, is a failure to communicate. So in putting this path forward, it's a real emphasis on communication.
Bob Niles, one of the members of the Rescue Squad's Board of Trustees, outlined what they saw as the pathway forward.
How do we plan for it? We should also look at ways to collaborate, not just at the management level or the municipal leadership level, but also from our squad to the police departments, to the fire departments in Manchester and in Dorset. I mean, there could be just one simple step you could take to restructure, or maybe one of our squad members is assigned, okay, this is the person who is our in-house expert and communication link to Manchester Police. This person is the link to Manchester Fire.
Members of the Manchester Select Board attended the meeting at the Riley Center, along with Town Manager John O'Keefe, who gave us his reaction to the presentation after it was over.
Next steps, more communication. The board's going to meet tomorrow to an executive session to under contract negotiations to talk about it more. We did sit down with a select group of the North Shore Rescue Squad Board of Directors that exchanged ideas. I think we had a good sort of clearing of the air. Presentation tonight, I thought it was great. Really professional. I can't say I agree with all of their statistics. I think that it was a long presentation, so if I agreed with everything, I think people would be kind of shocked. But I thought it was a good presentation. I thought they really brought their ideas forward. Bob Niles on the board of directors. I only got to know him last week, but I think that his piece on, possible steps forward, I think we're really succinct and really germane.
Susan Howard, the president of the Rescue Squad's board, said she anticipated the communication issues of the past were on their way to being resolved.
That was then. We, I think, gave out good information tonight. And at the end of the meeting, Ivan Baby came up and shook my hand and thanked for the presentation. Good report. Guess they're all going to meet as a board an executive session. And I'm confident that they're going to ask to sit down and chat with a few more of us, and we can have a positive conversation. Do I wish we had done this before? I think everybody does, but that doesn't matter anymore. We're going to move forward, and I hope tonight that people saw we didn't come here to bash anybody. We didn't come here defensive. We just came here. Hopefully the community learned a lot more about what we do and how we do it, and that, as Bob pointed out in the path forward, which our whole board read and reviewed, we're all behind it. Let's just communicate, talk, and move past this, because this needs to be squared away soon. It's not healthy to have this linger over five communities for a long time. That's just so, but I'm confident that we'll be having some talks with them very soon.
For the GNOW TV News Project, I'm Andrew McKeever.